Good morning. It's Friday, 1st of January, 2021. Can you believe it? I'm going to read today from an exhortation from Brother Harry Tennant. I read, "With the start of each new year comes the joy of beginning again the reading of the Bible. Our daily readings bring us to the start of things and urge us to renew our allegiance to God. This is when, the world over, irrespective of religious affiliation, men and women make resolutions, promises that they will do this or that, or stop doing this or that. There is something about human nature that likes things that are new. New books, new clothes, new experiences, new friends. It is only the Bible that gives us the best of everything. Within its pages can be found the complete and only explanation of the beginnings of things and promises of things yet to come. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. This is not the beginning of God, for he has no beginning and no ending. He is from everlasting to everlasting. This verse explains to us how all things came into existence. It tells us that God made them, God created them. He only is the creator, and things were not made out of nothing. They were made out of God's Spirit." So Psalm 33, verse 6 says, "By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth." The record in Genesis goes on to show that it was a very good world. It was very good for the purpose for which God made it. The phrase does not mean that it was perfect or complete, because Adam and Eve had not yet developed their characters. They were placed in God's world on probation. They were there on test to be proved, and they failed. God's new beginning, his fresh creation, was smudged, but not frustrated. Man had failed, but God's plan would succeed. His purpose would yet be fulfilled by a new beginning in the promised seed, about whom we read in Genesis 1, verse 26. Psalm 8 and Hebrews 2 tell us that this verse in Genesis was not fulfilled when God made Adam and Eve, but that it looked down the long road of human history to its fulfilment through the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we see a new man. The book of the generation of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham, Matthew begins. Generation reminds us of Genesis. The two words have the same meaning, origin or beginning. Here was the first man of a new generation, a new beginning, the generation of the righteous. So in Psalm 22 we read, "A seed shall serve him. It shall be accounted to the Lord for a generation. They shall come and shall declare his righteousness unto a people that shall be born, that he hath done this." Or Psalm 102, "This shall be written for the generation to come, and the people which shall be created shall praise the Lord." And then in Isaiah 53, "Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand." So we see in the scriptures a new beginning, a new covenant, a new commandment. The Apostle Peter writes in his second epistle that, "Nevertheless we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness." As we begin this new year together, let us ponder the wonders of God's creation and look forward to the time when the things promised in Eden will be fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Thank you for listening to me.